The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. In the Florida Everglades, colonies of wading birds such as egrets and herons often nest in trees above alligator-inhabited waters. The reptiles keep raccoons and possums from preying on the birds. In return, according to University of Florida biologists, the gators get a much-needed seasonal supply of food such as heron chicks or even adults. Adult wading birds typically hatch more chicks than they can feed, and one or two nestlings usually die and end up in the water. Frequently, one young bird will get pushed out of their nest by a competitive sibling. As a result, the researchers believe that in years with especially high bird nesting, most of the breeding female alligators in the Everglades could be supported during the four-month dry season by drop chicks alone. Alligator breeding season begins only weeks after bird breeding season, and well-fed female gators likely lay more eggs. The scientists found that gators living near bird colonies are fatter and healthier than those in areas without birds. So this dynamic relationship between nesting birds and crocodiles is one of mutual benefit, even though it's tough on the individuals that get eaten.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.